The best choice you can ever make
is an informed one.
Elections 2021
on 702 and Cape Talk.
The Electoral Commission, the IEC, alongside the Media Monitoring Africa, have joined hands with major social media platforms to fight the spread of disinformation in the run-up to, during and beyond the municipal election. Joining me on the line now is the Vice Chairperson of the IEC, Janet Love. Janet, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
You've reached an agreement with Google, with Facebook, Twitter and TikTok. What agreement have you reached?
It's an agreement of a cooperation, particularly during the heightened period of elections, where communications that go through the different social media platforms, as well as obviously to other media, have huge potential effect on elections. And as much as some of that effect is really positive, I mean, the possibility to, for example, have this opportunity constitutes that. But there is, as you know, a lot of disinformation deliberately spread in order to influence results. And so the platforms have agreed to prioritize referrals from the 411 platform that we've developed over the years, and to prioritize them in such a way that they have teams on standby and also will be applying their respective different policies and processes, because they all do have different processes, in order to ascertain how to deal with whatever it is that is identified as potentially, in terms of those policies, constituting disinformation.
Because at the moment, if I do come across information that is either wrong, blatantly misrepresenting whatever the product or the service is, I can then go to the platform Real411, that will then highlight obviously to the social media platform that the information you're sharing there is wrong. What the agreement you've come to then is that they will prioritize any and all elections related information that come to that platform.
Correct. But also, I mean, obviously, you know, what you might consider as being, you know, information, disinformation and harmful, there has to be some analysis done as to whether or not, for example, somebody has deliberately doctored a photograph that you, you know, posted on your feed, on your daily feed, and made it, you know, just completely change the sense of what it is that you were saying, but still attributed it to you. Now, that kind of deliberate manipulation of your information, your post, if you're a political party, your political party advert, is clearly designed to influence people wrongly as to what you're thinking or what your position is, and therefore to influence elections. Now, that is something that would then get prioritized, fed into the respective platform, and the platform then has got, firstly, its own staff that they've put on standby, but secondly, its own processes and policies to deal with it as expeditiously as possible.
With 11 days to go before the local government elections, are you seeing evidence of, I suppose, a lot of this disinformation that we're talking about on these social media platforms?
There has been an increase. Certainly there has. And I think what we've seen an increase of is not so much just use of the platforms to propagate views about what you are thinking, whether or not you really are thinking that, or I am thinking, and so on, but also this deliberate manipulation, this taking footage and repurposing it in a way that is problematic. Yes, we have seen an uptick.
Just to be, I suppose, even more clearer as to what disinformation is, generally is defined as a false, inaccurate or misleading information designed to intentionally cause harm. And of course, with an election context, that goes even further. As you said, false information intended to unduly affect participation in and the outcome of elections. Because that for me is the other worrying bit, where there will be bits of information shared that will discourage me, Africa Melania, from going out to my voting station to go and participate in this election.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, it just, you know, for example, you have a situation where you are part of a broadcasting institution, and if somebody then is going to take your post and pretend that you have been putting out a particular opinion about, for example, the IEC, which you have never done, right? It begins to then firstly affect the IEC, and it begins to affect your radio station in a way that listeners to the radio station could be thinking, but if Africa is saying that, then it must be that there's some truth. And we would be saying to you, where do you get that? And you say, I never said that. But by that stage, it's already been disseminated. And so it begins to then affect people's faith in your radio station, in the IEC, and that begins to affect elections. Now, that's particularly problematic in elections when you have political parties whose election material has been deliberately doctored. So instead of saying, you know, they are in favor of a particular political party position, somebody doctors it to actually pretend that they are completely against it. I mean, those kinds of manipulations are things that could really unduly affect elections. Importantly, at the moment, I think that there is a narrative that is aimed at, you know, the IEC in particular, as being in some way partisan, in some way favoring. That's obviously something that there's been absolutely no factual basis supplied for that. But it's very concerning for an electorate. You want to know that things are going to be run in a manner that's really impartial. So when you start to, in a football sense, when you start to attack the referee, the fans, the supporters, let alone the players, become very unnerved. We can't have that kind of situation unless there's real facts that are put on the table.
Indeed. Janet, thank you very much for your time this morning. Janet Love is the vice chairperson of the IEC.